changed many circumstances
for people in their lives, and God reveals himself to us in prayer, doesn't he? You know, we pray, he answers, and there's a wonderful relationship begins to spring forth. Hallelujah. I want to welcome everybody here this morning. I hope everybody's well. I hope you're getting winning the victory on every side over your challenges, over your trials, over the things that are coming against you. And I hope you're living on the hallelujah side. Amen. And we were having a great time this morning in the Lord and in his presence that's here. And, you know, I ask the Lord for one thing every Sunday, Lord, that you're present. Your presence is here with us, and that's all that matters. Hallelujah. And one thing we don't have here is any superstars, but Jesus is our superstar, and he's our main draw. Hallelujah. So with that being said, I want to read a couple of verses starting off in Exodus this morning, and Exodus chapter 12, and I want to read verses 12 and 13, apparently. But keep in pace. I want to ask you, Goldie, keep in pace with me. Don't get them up there before I'm ready for them, please. Thank you. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the house where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. And I think we all probably are familiar with this story, but one thing was happening is that darkness was covering the land of Egypt, and out of that darkness would come a great deliverance. Out of that darkness would come a liberty for the children of Israel that they had never known before as a nation. And the destroyer was coming, and there was only one place to hide. That must have been a scary time. Amen. Throughout all Egypt, I'm glad I wasn't there. I mean, it would have been exciting, but it would have been scary at the same time. Would have been a good time to become a preacher and tell everybody to take care of yourself. Listen to the instructions of God. Hallelujah. And so we see the destroyer had come. The angel of death was going to pass through the streets of Egypt, and there was no place to hide. There was one place to hide, I should say. And it was under the blood. And they were to take the blood of a lamb and put it on the doorposts and on the lintel of the house. And when the destroyer came, when the angel of death had come, he would pass over that house. Where God's people would take their stand under the blood of the Lamb. And so judgment was passing through the streets. And as judgment passed through the streets, and the destroyer's face was being seen in many places, God's people would take their stand under the blood. And of course, that's where we take our stand too, isn't it? Under the blood stained cross of Calvary, where Jesus has laid down his life. And it's the only place to take refuge from the wrath of God in the world in which we live. Hallelujah. But God has made a safe place for us. Hallelujah. Under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to talk about another destroyer that walks through the land today in the hour in which we live. He's talked about in the Old Testament. And I just want to start with a verse from Proverbs. I was going to say Proverbs, and 29:18, and it says, "Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But happy is he who keeps the law. Where there's no revelation, where there's no vision of God, there's a casting off of the things of God." And amen. But when God comes and makes himself real to you, you know, this Christian walk gets a whole lot easier. And so God's word's telling us here there's another danger out there, and it's lack of revelation, lack of vision. And you know that your body needs water, and your body's not going to function properly unless you give it enough water each day. you become dehydrated, and the spirit of man becomes dehydrated if we don't give them enough spiritual water to drink. Amen. And so as the body's affected from lack of moisture, lack of water in the natural man, the spiritual man is affected also when there's a lack of spiritual waters. And those spiritual waters, of course, are the spiritual waters of the Holy Spirit. And so the spiritual waters are essential to the soul and to the spirit of man, just like water is essential to the natural man. And so we have the spiritual, we have the natural. And if you starve the body, it's going to affect it. If you starve your spirit and your soul of spiritual water, it's going to affect it. There's no getting around it. And if you deprive your body of spiritual waters, there's only one thing that's going to happen. Yeah, there's going to be you're going to lose ground. The work of degeneration starts. You know what regeneration is? It's when God begins to regenerate us. And but from lack of living waters or lack of the Lord and lack of revelation, lack of vision starts another work in us, the work of degeneration. So there's something happening in us all the time. There's the work of degeneration. There's the work of regeneration. And I'm not talking about because you missed Sunday. Or two Sundays or three. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, stepping back from the Lord. Amen. And the work of degeneration starts. And suddenly you don't have the strength you used to stand against the things that come against you. And so there is definitely a difference. And so what I'm trying to say is that God has given us a heavenly life within us. And family, we have to touch heaven if we want heaven to help us to preserve this heavenly life that's within us. And we need these living waters, amen, for our spirit to drink. I'm making myself thirsty. This is just for my body, so I don't fall down before I get God's message out. Hallelujah. So heaven has something to say about what's happening on planet Earth. And heaven has something to say about you and about your circumstances. Hallelujah. I love that about my Heavenly Father. I can go to God and I can talk to Him about things. People may think you're in a heap of trouble. You're going to God. No, I'm not. And you know, my Heavenly Father talks to me like a son. I talk to my Heavenly Father with respect. And even if I'm broken and I need something fixed, He comes and gently, lovingly says, here, let me take care of that for you. Oh, I love my Lord. I love the way He works. And hallelujah. And so in our circumstances, it's okay. We need to touch heaven if we want to preserve this heavenly life within us. And I want to just say that everything visible and physical is preceded by that which is spiritual and invisible. And let's read a verse from 2 Corinthians 4:16. And it says, therefore, we do not lose heart, even though the outward man is perishing, yet the inward man being renewed day by day. All I want to point out here is that here is an outward man and an inward man. Here is two realms being spoken of at the same time. And that's the beauty of being born of the Spirit of God, you know, is that we have a foot in two different worlds at the same time and simultaneously. So I have a foot in this world, in the natural world, and I have a foot in the spiritual world. Hallelujah. And so I get to look around at this natural world. I see all the events that are taking place and trouble in the Middle East, trouble with and in the North. And I try to piece all the pieces together, but they don't. I don't know what's going to happen next on the outer natural scene. And then I seek the Lord about the spiritual. And sometimes, not sometimes, lots of times, the Lord gives us light to see what's going to happen next. And so there's two realms. And we're involved in two different realms at the same time, you know. That's the beauty of being part of the first resurrection. We've been made alive, and we get to understand spiritual things a little bit, and we can see the natural things that are happening, and we try to piece everything together to see what kind of picture we can get. Amen. And I want to say heaven has plenty to say about what's happening on planet Earth. So many things are in chaos today. And they're in chaos on a world stage. They're in chaos in our country, in Canada, and even in our personal lives. There's chaos. And one of the greatest problems in planet Earth these days is the disintegration of the family. Amen. And there's also, you know, there's political tensions and that make us laugh out loud when we look at them all. There's racial tensions. There's tensions everywhere we look. And what I want to say here this morning is that we're looking on the outward, the external things in our life, and we see all these problems, but they have a spiritual root attached to them. And if you want to fix the fruit, you have to deal with the root. I don't know how else to say it except that, you know, we see things wrong in the natural and we want to fix them. And if you use earthly remedies to fix them, usually you're going to find some earthly frustration a little bit along the way. You know, you want to fix your circumstances with natural remedies. It's like you see a dandelion in your front yard, so you go pop the top off it. But it's coming back. Because you didn't get the root. And so there's a spiritual side of things. There's a natural side of things. And the things we see happening in the natural, and some of the things we're seeing these days, only God could fix them. I mean, they're way bigger than we are. But there's a natural side, a physical side. And if you want to fix something, you know, we have to get a hold of God. We have to speak to God about certain things because he's got the answers. And when things get fixed spiritually, then you see a manifestation of something brand new physically. Amen. And so if you, it's the proper order, what I'm trying to say, of things. And if you want to fix something naturally, and we have to get to the root, the spiritual root of the thing, and ask the Lord to fix it. So, you know, have you ever prayed, Lord, intervene, interfere, Lord, interrupt my life, to get this thing fixed. I'm tired of looking at it. And it may be any kind of problem. It could be a financial or illness or anything at all. And we need to get to God about it. So, if something's wrong and God's allowed it, only God can really fix it. Amen. And I want to go from there, and I just want to talk for 1 minute about a verse we read last Sunday night. Sister Wendy read it to us from Ecclesiastes 3:1, and it says, "To everything there's a season and a time, for every purpose under heaven." And I just want to say, as we pass through the different seasons of our life, and you must notice that when I was young and when I'm old, there's many seasons we pass through to get to where we are, right? And there's one thing we need through every season, and that's living waters. We need the Holy Spirit to fill us, to cause us to be born again, to baptize us in the Holy Ghost. We need oil in our lamps. And we've all probably familiar with the 10 virgins and how they were waiting for the bridegroom to come. They were chaste virgins, and 5 of them had oil in their lamp, and 5 didn't. And when midnight came, I don't know about you, but midnight's when it's dark outside. Amen. Can't see where you're going at midnight. 5 of those wise virgins were able to light their lamp and it illuminated their pathway. Showed them the way they should go. And 5, well, they were dry wells. And when they went to get oil, the Lord shut the door to the wedding feast and they didn't make it. I told a story here. I'm not good with time. I always ask my wife, when did this happen? Was it a year ago? Was it 2 years ago? And it was about a man who bought a lantern. And it's when they first came out on the market, so it would be top of the line, you know, technology. And so he buys a lantern, and he was Head Myron is lantering. It was lighting up the little room that he was in. He said the whole room was illuminated by his lantern. And he was thankful because his eyes were being affected by candlelight. He was like to read at night. And he was checking out his lantern. And he saw that this little wick was giving off all this light. Amen. Illuminating the whole room. And he also recognized that the little wick was bathing in the oil of the bulb. Hallelujah. And without the oil in the bulb, the wick would have burned up. Amen. We need that same oil. And Jeremiah 2:13 tells us, my people have committed two sins, two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Amen. Jeremiah said this was going on in the land when he was around. This is going on in the land right here today under our noses. Amen. People are turning away from the Lord, the living springs of living water that enable us, that strengthen us, and give us all we need. And so what was going on in Jeremiah's day is going on in our day. It's living waters. It's the oil in our lamps that make us children of light. Amen. Have you heard that in the Bible? We're children of light. Amen. I love that. We're salt. We're the salt of the earth. We're the children of light. Each one of you and are children of light because God's Spirit is within you. He's made you alive. Hallelujah. And